being white. They always had some sort of gimmick to getting vehicles anyway. Back into the good old days, right? Anyway. At least I should call it a night. I'm going to go grab water. Yeah, I don't know where the heck she is, but I'll give her to midnight. And then I'll place a call. See what's going on. Sounds like she's got a lot of things happening here, so you should probably rest your eyes for a little bit, Gordon. And, you know, 15 minutes is not a bad power nap.
Yeah, I'm going to go inside and see what I can do.
All right.
I'll see you later. Take care, Paul. And the 2KW2TTT off the clear.
Yeah. Some rest. I'll catch you later. I'll see you in the morning. W2TTT. That's a 2K.
Changes over time. You know, probably end up with knee replacement surgery at some point, but we're not there yet. Not medically indicated. That's a good thing. If I can, the longer you avoid that, the better off you are. But in any manner, shape, or form. Dear me. I'm so tired. I really am pooped.
Yeah, one of my clients is a company that deals in medical replacement parts. And apparently, these joint operations are fairly routine these days.
Yeah, well, hip replacements are easier, and more reliable than knee. But knee is a much more complicated joint. So what kind of microphone are you using? It's like a muffle to your audio. You got plenty of audio, but it's a muffle to it. It's hard to understand.
I'm on an HT, actually, a VX6R.
Okay, with no speaker mic, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, audio is just very muffled. Plenty of it, but just muffled. Kind of heavy, kind of, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but anyway, it is not what we call spriteful, clear audio,
Yeah, I wonder if you're getting any interference from all these cell phones around here.
No, there's no interference that's related to this. This is purely some sort of like a muffling of the audio. Like, we're talking down a tube into the microphone.
Yeah. I was playing with the settings right here a couple of days ago trying to get a little bit better audio.
Well, I don't think I have a microphone for a VX6. Otherwise, I'd give you one. I know I used to have one for my old VX7, but I don't have it anymore. Got rid of it at the Sussex Hamfest this summer. But I want to bring a bunch of stuff to the Hamfest on Saturday. Make stuff go away. It's been cluttering up my world. I gotta spend some time tomorrow afternoon doing that. Unless I can get tickets to the Devil's game, in which case that will be a good thing, but anyway. So Joe, where are you off to? Where's home? Or I assume that's where you're going.
Home is Poster, New Jersey.
I take it you're en route there now?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, I am in Bergenfield. And I'm a block from my house. So, I'll bid you adieu on the next go-round. But if you do come to the Hamfest, I hope you do, I will have a name plate. It says W2TTT. I'm a large, gregarious fellow with a beard, thinning brown hair. I haven't decided what color shirt to wear on Saturday. It's way ahead of my planning curve, yeah?
I remember you worked with scouts, correct?
That is correct, Amundo. Which reminds me I have to send out a note to that effect, reminding the scouts that there is a Hamfest on Saturday. They would like to go, just head over there. Anyway, I am beat, but yes. Are you active in Scouts as well?
No, but I remember when I took my general, there were a bunch of Scouts there, and I think they all passed but one.
Yes, you took it in Bergenfield?
I took it at Westwood High School, I believe.
Okay. Now, my scouts, I had three. It was during the summer, right? Like June?
Yeah, I think that was June.
Okay, the three scouts I had taking the test did not pass. But they will revisit that with the new question pool, and they will pass eventually. I think two of them actually have radios already, courtesy of relatives or family friends, which I think is kind of cool. So anyway, I will see you later. I'm going to crawl inside and get some sleep. This boy's tired.
Alrighty, hopefully I will catch up with you at the hand test. This is KB2Y again. I'll be clear on my mind.
Alright, 7-3 Joe. Hopefully we'll see you on Saturday. KB2YAN, W2TGT.
Now that their staple, Mike Madonna, is no longer with the club. It moves on to Detroit. And Marty Turco is off the team. He's with Chicago. When I last saw the game, they weren't doing so well against Colorado. So take that for what it's worth. All right. Dallas isn't a team we're seeing. W2TTT, KC2SQV, just as much energy as you.
It looked to me like Colorado was taking Chicago to the woodshed. They were outplaying them, they were outscoring them, it was ridiculous. Anyway, I'm not going to mind tonight's game. Not going tonight will allow me to pack for the Hamfest. I'll stock everything up in the front hall and get it ready to go. We'll go from there. Anyway. Got a busy day tomorrow, a busy day Sunday. We got stacked stuff for heavy garbage day on the weekend for next week. The quarterly heavy garbage day is Wednesday, so I want to make sure we leave a generous deposit on the front lawn, the front curb for the DPW. Anyway, back to you. KC2SQV, W2TTT.
W2TTT, KC2SQV. Right. First, what time is the Hamfest?
Oh, it's real early. It's ridiculously early. I'm thinking of being there at 5 or 6.
Alright, well, we want to get there, but most of us go walking around tomorrow. Got to figure out a way to make that work. I have no idea. Oh, golly. I got to get on the phone with Frank some point today. Maybe he can come to me out at the campus there. We can go from there. I don't know. And then I'm also expecting signage today. Maybe get some of that maybe tonight. Perhaps. And then the rest tomorrow and Sunday. And then take it from there. Which would be pretty good. That way we can really get the names around the town. And then make an impact there. That's the challenge. Always the challenge.
Yep. Thanks, Sam. Alrighty. Well, my suggestion is you come home, you rest for a while, and head into town later after you rest. That's what you should do. And go from there. You'll be a lot more functional if you do that. Anyway, I am in Englewood Cliffs, and I am below Palisade Avenue, so we're making good progress. And I don't know what else. I can't think. Just my brain's not functioning. Anyway, I'll see you in a few minutes. KC2SQV, W2TTT.
Yeah, W2TTT, KC2SQV. Only a matter of years or decades, I guess, before they go to the 4x8 call sign, where it's something like KBB2SQV. QQVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVV now. Wait until you have, like, you know, people 30 years from now who have to recite some sort of call sign like that. Just think about it. It'd be horrendous.
Well, there are plenty of call sign blocks available without having to do that. In fact, I don't think you can use those because those are either were or are used by other services. So, there are alternatives to what you're saying in the form of other call sign blocks without having to extend the link. Regarding the HFS tomorrow, you might want to sleep late, and you and Frank pop by if you want to the HFS. It's probably a better way of doing it. Also get some sleep tonight, you know, around the game. And wake up in the morning at a relatively normal time. You'll be a lot happier. A lot more functional. Anyway, I am just making a cutoff here in Fort Lee, so I'll be, I'm trying to live within about 30 seconds.
All right, before I go in, here's the key question. What time does the Ham Fest end?
It's pretty much done by noon. You can get either breakfast or lunch during the Ham Fest, so yeah, if you came, you know, in the morning, mid-morning, that's fine, too. You don't have to kill yourself. But I would sleep. You need to sleep if you're going to start go talking to people.
There's a big 10-4 on that, absolutely. Yep, well, Frank will be in later this evening. If I'm lucky, I may be able to get him right now and talk to him, so when you get here, maybe I'll give him a buzz, see what we can do. Otherwise, I'll get him tonight. In the meantime, I'll say 73 for the moment, since you said you're only a couple minutes out, and I'll see you in a bit. W2TTTK2SQV.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Well, about to come right by you. I'm just dodging the bus here on the narrow street. So, we'll see you soon. Go get your stuff. We'll go from there. KCSQE, W2TTT.
This is KQBV Mobile listening to me.
No, it is. I'm just hearing, Dad.
Okay. Well, that's fine. It's a nice state, and this is a good weekend to be traveling.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of campers and RVs and stuff on the road on my travels down here. Came down to Fort Dix for a few years, mucking about with Uncle's money. Now, how about yourself? Are you traveling for work or just out for a spin, guys?
We live here now, and so we're just going from our office back to headquarters, weekend back home, which is just 17 miles up the pike.
Oh, very good. Now, of course, I'm kind of regionalized, but I would have thought this was two land out here, so you were transplanted?
Yeah, the people in New England threw me out.
Yeah, they've been trying to get rid of me, but I won't go. In fact, generally, I don't come over the bridge from the Cape there.
That's good planning, especially on a weekend. Yeah, I used to live in the Boston area. We spend our summers in Maine, so New England is still part of our life.
Yeah, very good. Where would we be without that cold, damp weather in the spring and the fall? And this summer was a beautiful summer, so I'm not going to complain about that one. And I'm going by a cell tower here that looks like a pine tree, but obviously it's not. Maybe it's somebody's 160-meter vertical.
It's probably a cell tower. I got a whole bunch of those cell towers that kind of got planted there and grew as if they were in the tropics.
Yeah, I got a couple of sections of Rhone 25 up against the back of my house. And, I talked to a few guys from Verizon to try to get them to put a couple of pods on that, but they said you got to be zoned commercial or something. So that's not going to fly. That's too bad, too, because I only get about one bar in my neighborhood. Thank goodness for ham radio.
Well, around the Cape, I see a handful of towers in backyards of municipal buildings and so forth. I know out in Truro, they've got a couple of those phony palm trees.
Yeah, one of the towns wanted to put one inside, or I guess the contractor was trying to talk them to putting it inside the church steeple. Somebody got wind of it, and that was the end of that. No, it's a beautiful day out here. Not a bad drive for a day for a drive at all, considering we had 4 or 5 days of rain all week.
Yeah, it was kind of crummy here in the beginning of the week also. Yeah, what we have, we ship up to you later in the week. Well, I know a couple of church belfries have cell towers out there in the Cape.
Yeah, and you know, it's undercover. Probably not bad for all around, but, well, there's a few dangerous drivers out here on the highway. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's, not something. I don't know, for some reason we don't get much coverage down where I am. And, I was on a street where I'm the only one. In the summertime, it's loaded with people. They're usually complaining to me, does your cell phone work down here? No, see all that iron on my roof? I don't need it.
Which carrier is giving you such poor coverage?
Yeah, I think it used to be Verizon. Now it's AT&T, I guess. It's got an iPhone.
Well, that's the problem. AT&T doesn't have the same coverage as Verizon, so when you switched over to an iPhone, that's when you lost it.
Anyway, so, yeah, let's concentrate on the road there. Sorry to catch your name. You listen to the call. Coming on QRZ. And, nice to come down your neck of the woods here, and on a beautiful day like this, it looks like a good place to live there. Yep. Well, it's 873. Unless you tie the ribbon on it, I'm going to keep driving here, weaving my way through these trucks and cars and stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of traffic on this end. Name's Dick. Glad you called in. Maybe we'll hear from you on the rebound. Enjoy the weekend. This is K1JMI. Good afternoon.
All right, K1KMI. W1BBY, 73 Dick. Have a good one. Clear, listening to the scan.
Thank you.